So I think the strangest thing that I've found more recently is about social media culture. There is a culture, well, I call it culture. I guess people that go to Facebook would recognize it more as sharing a post if some people like. I don't know if people follow or subscribe, but there is that option to do that. And it's probably a more of a less prominent thing that people say that they do. I think from Facebook there's the obvious likes and sharing and talking to each other and messaging. But on Twitter you do get this more semantics and learning about, oh, this is what a retweet is, this is what a tweet is. There's the ever popular the hash FF, which is the Follow Fridays. So it's like the aspect of everyone's respective of each other, and they have a reflective look back at their week on Twitter and say thank you. And traditionally, actually, it was only one person, but now it seems like the trend is to just do hash FF and then stick loads of people's names in as much as you can. Whereas historically, sort of in the past, the way it should have been done, the people that have been on there quite a while probably still do it, but you've got that hash FF with who it is, but the reason for why you've done it, and then that's it, you just send it out there. And these bits that people might do on Twitter, when you're going on Facebook and you have a page and you share that and you like it and you actively promote that, that's also something that you do within Facebook. But I guess the reason why I'm sort of coming back to the term culture and social media culture, I deem that and these elements to be pieced together as what people understand and what their knowledge is about social media, but within those specific bits. And I guess for me, that is social media culture. It's understanding the crooks and crannies of what goes on. And as social media develops, what I've discovered recently is that there's this side of vining, and within the vine culture, there's been some interesting sort of developments that I've noticed in that people can leave comments and they can like, but you can also revine. So the initial element of sharing is fine, it's quite fun, but the ability to carry someone else's message forward in a way that it was intended, or at the very least with the pure content of what it was from the origin, is that's something that is great, because no matter how much somebody newsjacks something, the origin is still there, being pulled back to the original source. And the revining aspect and the fact that that's going forward in a different multimedia sort of platform is quite interesting, because it means that information isn't necessarily being lost, it's being pulled back to the source. So everything that's there is actually quite valuable and it's meaningful and it's relevant and it's there. It's great that revining exists on a visual sort of level. And what I've also noticed is people are doing that in Twitter world or in Facebook world or in any other social media. You've got this kind of at sign or inclusive, so you would include somebody, but that name would then very clearly become a link to their profile. And Vines have done a similar sort of thing. So people can now collaborate, and one person is the author in some ways of that Vine, but in that message, there's many people that are part of it, so all their names are links to their profiles. And there's also this similar on Twitter as there are on Facebook, but now Vine's got many profiles that people are managing. And what's interesting is people on the Vine, as it goes, are seeing it as something relative to what they do. So there are a lot of comedians out there. There are a lot of people who are doing micro bloggy type stuff, and actresses and actors as well. So there is a quite clear demographic that's coming out, but coming out.